Hello again, I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and this is the Bible Talk video blog. Today's blog entry is entitled, Common versus Holy. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 23. In this passage, the prophet Ezekiel outlines the duties of newly appointed priests, and he says that one of their tasks was to teach the people the difference between what is holy and what is common, what is clean and unclean. Now, some of this instruction was to be ethical in nature, you know, the difference between right and wrong, moral or immoral. Some teaching, however, was to show people that even though some things or practices were not immoral or ethically wrong, they were unsuitable in the context of serving or worshiping God. This task of discerning what is holy from what is common has fallen on hard times of late. Ministers are loath to label anything unsuitable when it comes to worship or ministry, lest they be branded as being backwards or legalistic in our increasingly populist brotherhood. Paul the Apostle said that not all things are expedient. He voiced the Spirit's warning that we still have to choose carefully what we permit, lest we practice those things that may well be moral, but fail nevertheless in passing spiritual muster when making an offering of service or worship to God. Now, the Levitical priests of Ezekiel's time forever lost their privilege to offer sacrifice and minister in the holiest place to another family because of their careless attitude. And so we should heed the old prophet's warning, lest we fall into the same trap of nonchalance regarding God's affairs. I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and this is the Bible Talk video blog. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.